This is Ozarks at Large. More than 6 million people, including many in Arkansas, still receive Social Security payments in the form of a check. But by March, the Social Security check will be a thing of the past. March 1st is the target date for all recipients to receive Social Security payments by direct deposit or by a direct card. Walt Henderson is with the United States Treasury Department.
Anyone currently receiving a paper check for their federal benefits, such as Social Security, they have until March 1st, 2013 to switch over to direct deposit or something we call the Direct Express prepaid card.
Yeah, because many people will take the direct deposit option. That's something that has been part of our financial landscape for a while now, but not everyone has the ability to take advantage of that. So explain to me the card.
The Direct Express card is specifically designed for the federal benefit recipient who doesn't have that traditional banking relationship, offers them an opportunity to receive their payment electronically and enjoy all the benefits associated with electronic payments. The Direct Express card is low fee, no application fee, no monthly fee. You get one free ATM withdrawal per month, and you can make purchases at retailers, get cash back, and pay your bills all free of charge using the card. So it's a great option for the person that lacks that traditional banking relationship.
The Go Direct campaign is at least 5 years old, isn't it?
Yes, 5 years old, and been very successful in promoting direct deposit and direct express. But in the last 2 years, the campaign has been focused on implementing our initiative to eliminate all paper checks by March 1st, 2013.
I would imagine it's safer to receive it direct deposit than a paper check?
Most certainly it's safer. Just last year, we've had over 440,000 reports of lost or stolen checks, and you simply don't have that to worry about with direct deposit or direct express. The money's in your account the morning of payment date and ready for you to use. No checks sitting in mailboxes unattended or trips to the bank to cash checks and walk around with large amounts of cash. So electronic payments are certainly the safest option.
Cheaper for the government? I mean, you're not 6 million fewer checks being written after March than are being written now. I mean, that's got to save some money.
Of course. Cost savings is a big element of this campaign. It's estimated if we can switch all of our check payments over to direct deposit, it'll save the government and ultimately the taxpayers up to $1 billion over 10 years. And that's pretty significant these days.
Billion here, billion there. Talking real money soon, right? Okay, so you do have 6 million people. What happens if someone between now and March doesn't do, perhaps for whatever reason, they don't get to the website, they don't make the call, what then? What will happen?
Well, we'll be in contact with them. They won't be in compliance with this requirement, and we'll be in touch with them to talk about switching them over to the Direct Express card. But really right now, it's all about choice, and people have a choice between direct deposit to their existing bank account or looking at the Direct Express card and seeing if it's the right option for them. I must say we just released a satisfaction survey associated with the Direct Express card, and 95% of our current cardholders say that they are satisfied or very satisfied with the card, so that we think we have a pretty good product for people.
I'm just wondering if you have any feel for when this was launched in 2005, direct deposit for many people is still a relatively new concept. And I wonder if you have any feel for the difference in sort of attitude or amount of comfort that people have between then and now.
I think each year as we go along, people are more and more comfortable with electronic payments. You have a lot of baby boomers who have been in the workforce and perhaps they've enjoyed direct deposit for their salary. So when they move into the retirement phase of their lives, direct deposit is just a natural thing for them to sign up for. So we're seeing that in our demographics.
Walt Henderson is with the U.S. Treasury Department. That department will end paying Social Security benefits by check by March of next year. For more information, godirect.com or 800-333-1795.